Everyone's got a story.
Everyone's got a story.
And today's story comes from Broome. Precisely, he's actually at the Broome races, but he's working. His name's Sean Cooper, and he runs a group called Resolute Security. He's the managing owner, and his story's a ripper. Good afternoon.
Pleasure to be here, Millsy.
Now, how many people have you got working here first up? Pretty light for you, isn't it?
Yeah, numbers have been down slightly this year, so we've only got around 15 here today. We'll have 25 here on Saturday.
Right. So how did you get into security?
Ex-police a long time ago, and then started this company, or jumped into this company in around 2014, and then basically went and worked in a remote community up in Collumbaroo.
Right.
Pretty much the most remotest one you can be in.
Yeah.
And had some great times up there with the locals, and expanded the company from there, from myself doing the role to now 268 staff doing it.
Which I find amazing because it's run from Broome. Now, there should be nothing unusual about that. In COVID times, we all know you can work pretty well from anywhere. But to have that, I mean, I believe you look after 21 hospitals, other health facilities, education facilities all around WA. Mm. Is it hard to run a business from a place like Broome?
Well, I used to run it from Perth, and we still have a head office in Perth as well. But we have sub-offices now here in Broome, Karratha, Headland and Kalgoorlie. But I think I was lucky in the sense that pre-COVID I'd made the move here. And then when COVID hit, it really reinforced my decision that this was the place to be. Look around you, Millsy. It's fantastic.
Well, I can understand why you would want to do it. I mean, it's obviously lovely at this time of the year. It must get a bit oppressive during summer.
I call myself a Broome local. I've been here, I think I've been here long enough, so I've been here roughly 8 years.
You're acclimatised.
Yeah, so right. When you're a local, you like the wet season more than the dry, I think.
Yep. Yeah. Security itself has changed a lot, and that's probably the focus of the interview from this point onwards. It used to be the realm of colourful identities, I suppose, and they tidied it up a fair bit.
Yeah, early 2000s, I believe, the industry got cleaned up a fair bit with new legislation and new acts, and then you've got people like myself, ex-police, coming in that can see an opportunity there just to be more customer service orientated. And in some of the roles that we do, especially in remote communities, we're ambulance drivers, we're emergency service officers, we're orderlies, we're cleaners. So we don't just do security.
Right. So that means a special type of person to do the job. I noticed that a lot of the security that you've got working, some are quite large and obviously very strong, and others aren't that large and don't look that strong, but obviously being able to communicate and defuse a scenario is what you're looking for.
Yeah, exactly. And you'll see with our mix of security here today, we've got, I can see three girls in front of us right now that work for us. And the shortest one there, Chrissy, she's been in the industry for over 25 years.
Is that right?
Yeah, at the Roebuck Bay Hotel here, she was kicking out the previous owners before they were the owners. So you know, and she's only, she wouldn't make 5 foot, but she's a great communicator, really skilled, great observer.
Tom Percy used to tell me about his mum. He used to run the Fetty up at Cal, and no one took any she never took any backward steps, and certainly got rid of people. And there's a bit of respect there, I suppose, if you respect the other person. The thing that I notice, and I think that's the difficult part of security now, is that do you know what you're dealing with? You know, often there are people that have just simply had too much to drink and, you know, casually say, come on, time to go, put the drink away, off you go. But these days you don't know what substance the individual might have taken. Does that create a little bit more of a challenge from a security point of view?
Yeah, definitely working in hospitals, and especially in EDs, you see a lot of that. So from some of the biggest hospitals we work at, in Joondalup in Perth, for example, where we'll have up to 58 staff working one shift, to here in Broome, which is technically the most dynamic hospital we work at, you see it all. And we have a bit of a mantra that expect the unexpected. And
you get that.
And you do get that. But to be fair, you know, alcohol is probably still a major issue more than what drugs is. Whilst you might not know what drug they're on, their behaviours and their mannerisms will still be the same. Whereas with alcohol, you know, you can just get a whole range of people doing a whole range of things. And
right. If you get someone who's overzealous as a security person, do you have to tame them? Do you have to calm them down, or do you just don't employ them?
Oh, we don't really have that much of an issue anymore. Obviously, to be a security officer, they've got to do a certain amount of training, which is 3 weeks before they can then apply to the police to get their license. But when they come to work with us, they get some internal training from us, which is different to the training that they get to get their license in the first place. So they get the training basically from a police background, from my old background, where it's more about legislation, what they can and can't do. And and, you know, about not overstepping that line. And, it can be a challenging job where you've got people egging you on all the time, and commonly security are to blame for so many issues when it's actually not their fault.
Now, Sean, I know you've been following the trip up north. Mm. We've been looking for the ultimate sausage roll. Someone tipped us off and we went to the Oasis, which you've got a van just in front of us.
Right,
so I might have another crack at that.
Yeah.
That was unbelievable. Can you steer me in any other direction where I might find a sausage roll in Bruin?
I'm totally biased. So I have to steer you towards Oasis. But right. I tell you what, if you wanted to go somewhere different, you got Bushy's Pizza just over there on your right, Millsy.
Right.
Bushy's a local mate of mine. Does his wood fire pizzas there, and he does a pizza called the Cheeseburger Pizza, which tastes exactly like a Macca's cheeseburger.
Really? Well, that's tempting.
I actually helped him create that pizza.
Did you really?
Yeah,
how many did you
work? It was my idea. I was the taste tester.
Gotta love that.
Yeah.
Any chance you'll ever go back to the police?
No, I'm done there, mate. I don't think I've got the body for it anymore. I've worn myself out through ultra marathons around the world and things like that. So, I enjoy what I do here, and I love living in Broome and the Kimberley.
Well, you look fit. Well done. Thanks for telling some of your story, at least, Sean, and we appreciate your time here on Broome Ladies' Day.
Good on you, Millsy. I hope you pick a winner.